on self-reflection.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's a nice goal. You know, myself, I come from France, in the city of Lyon. It's in the southwest of France.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And yeah, I think yeah, it's a noble cause what you're trying to do, because you know, nowadays people, you know, are not, you know, giving themselves the time nor the gentleness to take care of their own spirituality, and you know, I don't know.
I feel like it's my time. I feel like this is a boat that I've always been on, but it wasn't the time for it. And what I mean by that, for example, I've been okay. Just to kind of give you a little bit of insight, I'm 28 years old. I live in the United States of America, and I grew up, I guess you could say, between two states, Nevada and Texas. Now these places on a culture level are totally different. I don't know if you've ever been to United States before, but
yeah,
you can
actually been in the U.S. and you know, okay. I know quite a bit about the U.S. because you know,
okay,
I
mean, okay,
just a little backstory. But when I was a kid,
sure.
My grandmother used to, you know, talk to me a lot about the U.S. and you know, it got me hooked on, you know, the culture and all that. So you know, in terms of Americanness, I believe that, you know, I know my stuff. And even
right.
And even by, you know, the way I'm speaking English, you can see that, you know, there's little.
You got to be familiar with some. Yeah, right. Of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can speak to me like, you know, I know my stuff. Don't worry.
Okay, cool. You know, you never want to assume, because when you assume, it usually kind of has like a negative kind of almost
no.
Spin, you know.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. But
okay.
I'm telling you can. Don't worry.
Yeah, because a lot of Americans don't necessarily talk to people in other places, and
yeah,
they're not
true.
Necessarily mindful of their manners and what it is that people know and don't know, right?
Yeah, that's
so.
You're right. Don't worry.
Yeah, dude. Right. Americans can be really arrogant.
Yeah. I know. Sometimes, you know, I'm sometimes like that too. You know, when I speak about the U.S., I know I presume that everybody knows what I'm talking about. When you know something, like, come on, dude.
You right.
Don't know what you're talking right. about. You know. So don't worry.
Right.
You can go ahead. Don't worry.
Okay, but So I guess to kind of like solidify my point here.
Yeah.
So I've been exposed to a lot of different cultures. I had the fortune to travel a lot when I was young, and even now, like, I've been to all the states at the bottom, and I've been to at least six of the western states. I've been to Hawaii twice. So I've seen and experienced different energies and different people, different ways of life. And I think some of these things are key to starving the ego, right? And feeding the soul.
Yeah, true.
And I feel as if though with this, like, I mean, it's like we live in a new era. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
We can easily be distracted. But that kind of takes away from the information, because there's so many things that you don't know, you think you do. And when did you hit the reset button, and how often are you hitting the reset button? Because I'm pretty sure 90% of people can easily say, you know, from birth to 18, you go, oh, that's BS. And then you go from 18 to 23 and you're like, oh, that's BS.
Yeah.
And then you hit 23 to like 30, right? And you're like, oh, I got to reevaluate it again. And so when do we hit the point where we hit the reset button, do self-reflection, and find our own version of the truth? Because a lot of the times, most of us wake up and we're concerned about what it is someone else said about it, and we're not giving ourselves time to form our own opinions about these things. And the media is no joke, dude.
Yeah, that's actually true. You know, I came, you know, to this realization, you know, maybe a few weeks ago.
Oh, our time. Oh, no.
And I came, you know, to that conclusion. I was like, you know, sometimes, you know, things make me